It's a Tuesday, and let's head this morning now. You know what that means. It's a Dial-A-Doc program here today. And let's head to Dial-A-Doc here today. And it's we're going to be talking here today to Dr. Annalisa Hartman. And she is talking to us about hearing and balance. Dr. Hartman, good morning. Hello. Thanks for coming back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Great to talk to you. You are a doctor of audiology, and many people may think that's just about hearing and hearing aids, but there's a lot more to it than just that, isn't there? Tell us about what types of conditions you work with in your practice.
Well, certainly audiology does have a pretty specific focus on hearing and hearing aids, but many of the other conditions that I work with involve hearing conservation, industrial hearing conservation, tinnitus, that bothersome ringing in the ears that people often experience, and balance disorders. Balance disorders are a big part of what I deal with on a daily basis. People who have problems with unsteadiness, lightheadedness, and that sensation of spinning called vertigo.
Let's focus on hearing for just a moment here. But, you know, I know that hearing actually does decline, apparently, on a basis over with age. It's gradual, but what types of situations do you see, and what types of situations do you see that might not be noticed out there?
Well, one of the biggest things that we look for when people are starting to experience a decline or deterioration in their hearing is what other people notice, that constant repetition during conversation, that pardon me, that excuse me, could you repeat that? And then when they do it 3 to 4 times within a conversation, and then they give up. They start bluffing their way through conversations. They start withdrawing. One of the big things that I worry about with a lot of people who have deteriorating hearing is the social withdrawal and resultant some of the depression that can come from untreated hearing loss.
What about in terms of dementia? Is there a connection between hearing loss and increased potential for dementia?
There certainly is. There's been some really interesting research in the past several years identifying a link in between dementia and hearing loss. There are some specific statistics on it. People with mild untreated hearing loss are 1.89 times more likely to experience mild cognitive impairment. People with moderate hearing loss untreated are 3 times more likely to exhibit some cognitive impairment. And people with severe untreated hearing loss, 5 times more likely to demonstrate mild cognitive impairment to dementia. Now, so those are some pretty strong correlations.
Boy, it sounds like it is, really. We're talking to Dr. Annalisa Hartman here today, a doctor of hearing and balance at FHN here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here this morning. Is there anything that people can do to help to increase their odds of reducing hearing loss, Doc?
Well, sure, there certainly is. The 3 biggest causes of hearing loss are increasing age, our genetics, and our noise exposure. And out of those 3, the only one that we have any control over is our noise exposure. And so looking at the situations that you're in, using noise protection, earplugs, earmuffs, whenever applicable, is a pretty good way to make sure that you are not needlessly exposing yourself. A good metric is if someone is standing 3 feet away from you and has to raise their voice to be able to converse, the situation does call for hearing protection. Other things that they can do to kind of keep their finger on the pulse of their hearing, FHN and I, we offer annual community screenings, free hearing screenings for people several times a year so that we can establish baselines, monitor thresholds if needs be, and help people just keep an idea in the forefront of their mind of what their hearing health is.
I know that there's been some amazing technological advances out there regarding hearing aids. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, one of the biggest new things that came out this past year in 2018 is the rechargeability option for these smaller hearing aids. No more batteries. You just plug them in just like you do your cell phone. And speaking of cell phones, most of the hearing aids these days do connect to smartphones so that you can change how you listen from one situation to another using a smartphone app. It's pretty amazing technology.
I know that balance is connected to hearing as well. What types of balance problems do you see and do you address?
Well, one of the things that I do is help differentiate the balance problems, where they're coming from. Largely, balance issues are either related to ear issues or brain issues. And one of the things that I do is help people figure out which path they need to go down, whether it be talking to a neurologist or talking to one of our ear, nose, throat specialists. And then the types of balance problems that I address are ear-related, obviously. People who have lightheadedness, people who have intermittent positional vertigo or that spinning sensation. Sometimes it's as simple as finding out, checking in and looking in somebody's ears and finding out that they're dizzy or lightheaded because they have a wax problem in one of their ears. But often it's a little bit more involved than that.
What are some of the ways, Doc, that you treat balance issues?
Well, treating balance issues, again, figuring out which system is responsible. Is it the brain or is it the ear? If it's the ear, we talk a lot about, is it positional? Can I treat you for positional vertigo with a maneuver that we do at SHN? Other things that we talk about are building a toolbox. Not every solution for balance is going to work for every person and every instance. And so we talk a lot about building a toolbox. If this doesn't work, then this works. There's medicine, there's maneuvers that we can do. And then there's also looking at building up your physical situation, yoga, walking, swimming, things to help you get stronger overall, which also helps promote better balance.
We've been talking to Dr. Annalisa Hartman here today on the issue of hearing and balance on the Dial-A-Doc program here today. Dr. Hartman, how can someone reach you or your department in terms of hearing or balance issues?
Well, we have a number of ways that people can reach us. The easiest is FHN.org, but you can also get us at 815-599-7770, and that's the line to audiology and ENT.
All right, Dr. Hartman, great to talk to you. Always great visit. Thank you very much. Learned a lot. And let's talk again soon, all right?
Thank you so much.
Dr. Annalisa Hartman here today at FHN. The FHN Dial-A-Doc program here this morning, preceding sponsor this morning by FHN.